Jana Engel, head coach, Ada Borp West. This did not go the way that we had talked about. The pregame show did not go the way the team wanted. I know that for sure. But third place match against a very tough team. He knew it wasn't going to be easy.
Yep. They, you know, once again, you know, we match up better on teams that have like one or two guns. And when it's a when we play a team that has a balanced offense, it's hard. Harder for us to defend, and we kind of ran into that the last couple matches in a row here. And it was you know, not that there was a lack of effort or anything like that. It just felt like we were kind of reacting instead of anticipating and just half a step behind. But but they sure tried their hardest, and they everybody they. left it all out there, and there it was good.
There was no quit in the team.
Nope. And there's still smiles. Yeah. There's still smiles out there. I mean, they could have been disappointed. They could have been crying about it. They could have been pouting, and they weren't. They were happy, and they, you know, they just kind of embraced their moment. And the outcome wasn't how we wanted, but they held their own, and nothing to hang their heads at. They played awesome this week.
They did, and there should be a lot of pride, and I know we'll talk about it. One really cool thing is there will be a welcome home recognition for the team, and we'll be sharing more of those details as it comes together. There's reasons that...
That'll be good to know.
People have been asking, if you've been wondering, Kenley's been asked about 100,000 times, what time is this going to... There's a few things that are coming in. The plan is that people will welcome you home.
Good.
And
they deserve
it. They deserve it. Yeah. You said it earlier today, and I thought it begs, if people missed our conversation earlier in the day, you mentioned about how these girls, as you were seeing and sharing, that they brought a state tournament trip back, which meant community members got to have time and fun and create memories of their own. It's more than the 14 kids and four coaches, and it's more than the bus drivers. And I mean, it's a community opportunity.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's the beauty of living in a small town. You know, some of these bigger schools down here, they, you know, unless their team is in the championship, they don't get out of school. They don't get out of they don't get to come watch, and if they're not in the championship, they're on their own. Their bands don't come. You know, look at us. Our band is here on a Saturday. No other band is here right now. And it's not just about our girls. It's not just about their families. It's there's people that made the trek down here to watch us play that have no connections to our girls except that they live in the same community. And that's so cool. It's so cool to see that these that the community follows these girls. They want the best for them. They want the best for the whole student body. And, you know, we have, I mean, I'm maybe a little biased, but we have the best student body, best student section in the state, I would say. And, I mean, it was so good that they got another team student body to cheer with them. So, I mean, that's... How cool is that?
I enjoyed the opportunity to talk with Scott today again on the airwaves and share, and you know, the finality is what for him as a parent kind of got to him a little bit, and I'm sure on your end you see a little bit of that both, and I don't mean to dig, Jenna, just it's emotional, tough.
Yeah, it's you know, as a coach, it's, you know, you want to end on a win, and then knowing it's over, but as a parent of a senior.
No doubt.
And your daughter's best friends out here as well. It's not just my daughter. It's all of them. I mean, they're all kind of my daughters. To know it's the last time I'll be seeing them or coaching them on the court. And it's emotional. And I mean, myself, I guess I'm a little spoiled. I'll be able to watch a few more years after this, but for some of these girls, you know, this is the end of their athletic journey. Some will be playing basketball on Monday, and but some they won't, and it's just it's sad to see it go, but they're going to be great young ladies coming up here and graduating. And, I just kind of, at least for those 16 years, I can't wait to see where they end up and what they do, and because they're all phenomenal people.
Jana, thank you for the time. I appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of the day. I have a sneaking feeling there might be a player or two that maybe get named to this all-tournament team from Ada Borp West.
Yep. No word yet.
Yep. I have a sneaky feeling that might be the case. So at that rate, safe travels. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Bask in the excitement that you had. And
yes.
We'll see you back tonight for the welcome home.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Jana Engel, head coach Ada Borp West Volleyball.